Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome to the WP Plugins A to Z interview show. With me today is Dan Sauerhoff from Repub Hub, a plugin that I recently reviewed for episode 302 of the WP Plugins A to Z podcast. And he's here to talk to us about this plugin, what it does, how it can be advantageous to your website, and more. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thanks for having me, John. Great to be here.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you here. I'm looking to have more and more developers here on the show. And your plugin, Repub Hub, can you tell us a bit about what it is and what it does for people?
Sure. Repub Hub is short for Republishing Hub. We're basically trying to bring world-class content syndication to mid-tier and longer-tail websites. So something that historically has only been available to really big publishers syndicating content among themselves, we're trying to eliminate all the friction and make it so a mid-sized site, a small site, can republish great quality content on their website as much as they want very easily.
Okay. Well, tell me a bit about the content you've got in here. As I've seen, it looks like, you know, trending news, other news sources. Are they popular news sources? Where does the content come from?
Right. So they are popular news sources. You know, we get content from Tribune News Agency, and, you know, they have maybe over 100 newspapers participating in Tribune. Sites like Newsweek, International Business Times, Medical Daily. We've got lots of sports content from Sports Exchange. So if you go to repubhub.com and if you click on that All Publications drop down to the left, exactly, and you scroll down, if you scroll down a ways, you'll see a list of the best known publications right there.
Oh, okay.
So those are the better known publications that right now are contributing content to our site. There are hundreds of lesser known publications that contribute content, but these are the bigger names, and we're trying to sign up more and more publishers for our syndication network as we go.
Okay. Now, is there a cost to the users for using your plugin?
No, it's completely free because it's ad supported.
Okay.
So if what we do is we allow publishers to display these articles via embeds, via iframes on their site, and we put advertising within the article in the iframe, and we split that advertising revenue with the publisher who provided the content. And so because of that advertising component, you can republish as many articles as you want from here for free, with the blessing and full licensing of the publisher who provides us that content.
Nice. Now, I did notice one thing when I had it on my testing site earlier today, is that when someone clicks through the article, it keeps them within their website. How did you manage that trick?
Exactly. That's the key point of this plugin. It's unlike any other plugin and any other widget that exists. There are hundreds of widgets out there where if you click on a headline, it takes you off to the publisher, the publishing site. And that's not real content syndication. That's just letting your traffic go elsewhere.
Right.
But what our widget does is when you click on it, it takes you to a page on your own site where your readers will read that article from other publishers staying on your own site, allowing you to monetize it with your ads that surround the iframe containing the article.
Very nice. That's a very useful feature. Now, question for you. I noticed it's in a widget. I didn't notice whether or not the plugin has a shortcode to allow it to embed stuff, say, in an individual post or page. Is that something that's available for your plugin?
That is something. Well, we provide the widget a couple different ways. You're on our RepubHub site right now, where you don't need to be a WordPress user. You could click on RepubHub widgets there at the top.
Oh, okay. Get out of that one.
Click anywhere on the anywhere. Right.
There we go, widgets.
Exactly. If you click RepubHub widgets there, it doesn't matter what kind of website you have, you can configure a widget here for your own site. So you can select what kind of articles you'd like in the widget. Mm-hmm.
Don't mind me. We're pushing the bandwidth limits here.
Okay. So in this first step, you say, hey, I'd like articles on environment or education, whatever topic you'd like. Yeah. And then in the next step, you can click on publications, and then you can exclude, say there's certain publications you don't want contributing content to your widget. You just say, you know what, I'm going to exclude them from the widget. And then in design, you can modify the look and feel of the widget so it looks great on your site.
That's neat.
And then in the publish step, you're copying some code and pasting it where you'd like it to appear on your site. So that's my response to your short code question. It doesn't need to be published within a widget. If you don't want to, you could publish it anywhere you want.
Okay. Well, that's nice. Well, there's lots of ways to publish widgets on pages too. So that can always be useful, because I have lots of websites I publish widgets on per page basis. But yeah, that's pretty neat. So you can then do that. Does it still keep them on their own website from the articles?
Once you complete that last step, the link step. The link step is where you set up a hosting page on your site, just one page.
Oh, okay.
And that page will host the syndicated articles.
Oh, okay.
And the article that's displayed on that page will be a function of which headline was clicked by the reader to get there.
Very nice. So let me ask you, what brought you to create this system here? Where was the genesis for this idea?
Well, the genesis was the view that if someone has written a great article and published it on their website, the chance of any individual finding that article on the big web is very tiny, because most people visit only a few websites, right? So instead of relying on people finding the article on your site, the idea is, why not allow your article to be out there on thousands of websites and monetize it wherever it goes? So really the goal is to help writers monetize their articles by letting them be everywhere.
Very nice.
And of course, the point of our new WordPress plugin is to do the process you just did.
Yeah.
But it cuts out several steps. You don't need to create the hosting page. You don't need to format it, because your theme already formats it. So I don't know if you had already set one up on your website. But you can see that what takes 5 minutes on RepubHub can be done in 1 minute within WordPress.
Yeah, well, I had it set up. I have a sandbox page that I'm bringing up here so I can get to a page that actually has a sidebar. But where I'd set it up here, you can see it.
Okay, cool. So you set that up. Awesome. So if you click that, do you find that you're staying on your own site?
Yeah. Well, that was what got me. I clicked on it, and it stays within my site here.
Right. So that's...
Okay, and this is how they put their advertising in the actual article itself.
Exactly, that ad and the ones beneath it.
And then so a user can then wrap their own ads around the top or the side of whatever layout they have.
Exactly, and that's why it can be free and is a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, that is a win-win for everybody. That's very nice.
Yeah, okay. So you could have three, five, you know, you could have a widget on sports, a widget on education, a widget on the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And the articles are updated throughout the day with the most trending.
Right.
Most trending articles.
Yeah, that's very useful. That's a great plugin.
Thank you.
Let's see, where else do I want to go with it? I don't know where else to take this at today. It's been one of those rough days for me.
Technology. So this plugin is really designed for people who are just looking to republish content. They want something they can install, you know, in 60 seconds and get and go. Mm-hmm. If you're a site that also has your own original content, and you'd like to, if you write your own original articles and you'd like to feed them into our syndication network so other people can republish them, you know, then we have a second plugin that does that as well.
Oh, do you? You have another plugin so people can feed their stuff into your network.
Exactly. We have a WordPress plugin called the iCopyright Republishing Suite.
Okay. I did see that when I was downloading this. I didn't get a chance to look at it though.
Right. This plugin you're demonstrating was just released a couple days ago. The iCopyright Publishing Suite has been built over the last couple years, but we just added the widget to it a couple days ago as well. So it now includes the widget as well, but is for publishers who want to be able to individually search for individual articles, choose individual articles to republish.
Perfect.
That is an editor who really wants to curate exactly what articles are appearing on their site. And they can also have their own articles flow into RepubHub and made available for lots of other websites. So you can find that in the plugin store under iCopyright Republishing Suite.
Perfect. All right. Well, quite a bit. So this is the point here where you get to plug your website and anything else you want to let folks know about.
John, thanks very much for the opportunity. I hope folks will visit repubhub.com. Again, Repub is for republishing. There's nothing partisan about it. Just a hub for republishing.
Perfect.
And we hope folks will also look for it in the WordPress plugin store.
Well, we'll let our listeners know about it, and this will be up as soon as possible. So thanks a lot for joining me here today, Dan. I greatly appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, John. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.